proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the president.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net. Or call us on +260-211-221-662 or 0966-342-359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines. Clergy condemn political tension over former President Lungu's remains. ActionAid cautions farmers on food security. In foreign news, Ivory Coast sees mass protests over President's fourth term bid. And in sports, a second boxer dies from brain injury after Tokyo event. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. The Chilanga City Council has commenced the installation of solar streetlights on the T2 road from Mother of Mercy Hospice to the new Apostolic Church. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Chilanga Town Council Public Relations Officer Luyando Sikazwa says the constructor is set to move on site to commence the works. Mr. Sikazwa says the installation project is scheduled to take 2 weeks to complete and warned motorists of a build-up of traffic to exercise caution when approaching the projects and be mindful of the road signage.
To mobilize it, so later this morning, I think, late hours of the morning, there should be a team that would work in. So what that will entail is that part of the dual carriageway that passes there will be closed. What we expect is to see some constrictions in terms of traffic flow. So basically, our advice to motorists and other road users is just to exercise a lot of caution. There will be a lot of signage around the road, so there will be clear symbols that will be there to guide the road users. It will continue for 2 weeks.
Lusaka City Council LCC has urged the public and stakeholders to actively participate in clean-ups to help the council sustain the course of keeping the city clean and orderly. Speaking in a statement, Lusaka City Council Director of Public Health, Mr. Victor Kagoli, has emphasized the importance of collective responsibility in maintaining a clean and healthy environment. Mr. Kagoli says the council is concerned over the continued habit of dumping waste in indiscriminately and urges everyone to take responsibility in ensuring that waste is disposed of in designated pickup points authorized by the council. He says this collective effort will help promote hygiene, protect public health and keep Lusaka clean and healthy. He further says the local authority has actively continued its night and day clean-ups to keep the city clean. However, it is still facing challenges in some high-density business areas where littering and indiscriminate disposal result in high volumes of waste. The Youth for Parliament has called for the empowerment of youths in order to protect them from political exploitation and being used as tools of political violence. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Youth for Parliament Youth Mobiliser and Campaign Lead Evalisto Chevela says civil society organizations and political organizations should empower the youth with resources and knowledge that will prevent the youth from getting paid or receiving bribes to cause political mayhem. Mr. Chevela says youth have a duty to ensure they acquire full knowledge and be pioneers of change and contribute positively to political environment.
The young people have got a role to play in ensuring that we create a conducive environment that respects every human person's human rights, I mean. We have a role to play that which we are supposed to be the vanguards of change. It is the duty of the young people to go in deep and get the full knowledge about how governance and politics are supposed to be played as opposed to using violence. I think it is the role of the civil society organization and other political stakeholders to empower young people in order for them to reflect from accepting bribes and other financial incentives that would spearhead their interest to involve themselves in political violence.
This is Church News.
Now, still in local news, the Alliance Council of Bishops has expressed concern over the dispute between the family of former 60th Republican President Edgar Chagwa Lungu and the government of Zambia in South Africa. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Alliance spokesperson Bishop Charles Piwi described the ongoing battle for the late president's body as disturbing. He says both the government and the family appear to be using the remains for political mileage. Bishop Piwi says last week's event at the Pretoria High Court were uncalled for. He has urged the government to honour the family's request for a quick burial of the late president. He adds that this will help bring back dignity and sanity to the nation.
A situation where issues to deal with the death of a citizen have to be decided by the court. Yes, we have the court to adjudicate, but we are so saddened that we have lost our cool, our culture, our way of dealing with things. This issue, which is in the courts or which were adjudicated or dealt with in the courts of South Africa, should have not gone this far. You know, and between you and the rest of the Zambian people are aware that the matters to deal with death are a responsibility and a privilege of the family. Yes, we know our late brother was the head of state, but...
Agriculture News.